good morning. I'm Micah Berman from Ohio State University. I am part of the fellowship program that Charity was just talking about, so I want to thank Charity and my fellows and the mentors. There were also mentors that were part of this process. So it was really, as you can see from the pictures, it was a really wonderful, I think transformative experience for us over the summer, and largely because of Charity and just the thought and planning and purpose that she put into everything that happened over the course of the summer and really the whole year. So thanks, Charity, and to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation for funding this project. I have nothing to disclose. I'm at Ohio State. I have a joint appointment at the College of Public Health and the College of Law. So my project is slightly self-interested in that it's focused on bringing those two colleges a little bit closer together. So a major part of my project is to create an interdisciplinary class that will include students from both the law school and the College of Public Health. So it'll be second and third year law students and MPH students primarily who are in that class together. I should say that I'm not teaching it until next semester, so everything I'm going to talk about is planned, and it will be wonderful, but I'll have to come back next year and tell you about how wonderful it actually was. So one type of collaboration going on is between the College of Law and College of Public Health, and I think that's really important for some of the reasons that Charity just talked about. Can't go into all of them, but just real quickly, from my perspective, I'm now in a College of Public Health primarily, but my background is teaching in law, and for those of you who've been through law school, a lot of it is really focused on adversarial law, and you know, that's really sort of the model that is ingrained in a lot of the coursework, and not very much of it is focused on problem solving and collaborative work, which is a lot of what lawyers actually do in practice. So I think this is a great opportunity to expose law students to a different type of practice, even if they don't end up going into public health per se. To think about other ways that lawyers can contribute in a lot of different subject areas. And then on the public health side, hopefully you've heard from lots of other people over the course of this conference how important law can be to public health, and I think that's a perspective that's often missing in the schools of public health. The social determinants of health are largely influenced by law and are also issues that law can help to address in some way. So that's going to be an important theme throughout our course. So the other collaborative aspect is we're also working with a local board of health. As Charity talked about, that's a feature of a lot of the different projects is to work with some element of the community. In our case, it's with the Franklin County Board of Health. And this sort of relates to a course that I taught a few years ago where I had my law students working with the local Board of Health. And what I found from that experience is that was really fantastic for the students, in part because you could talk about public health law in class, but until you meet people who are actually doing it, it's very abstract, and students don't necessarily have a great sense of what it is. But secondly, the opportunity to work with people in the community and work on projects that are actually relevant really gets students motivated and interested, and I think leads to better just pedagogical outcomes, that students are more engaged and focused. In my previous class, it also even helped to build connections, and some of them ended up leading not necessarily with jobs in the health department, but making connections that led to other connections that led to opportunities for them. So I'll talk more about the Franklin County Board of Health in a second, but the focus of my project is on working with Franklin County Public Health on FAB accreditation. So FAB is the Public Health Accreditation Board. It's a independent nonprofit accreditation agency that accredits health departments. Ohio is a little unique in that it's actually a requirement for every health department to get accredited. There's no strict timeline, but the health departments are now all in the process of thinking about how to get accredited. And one piece of that accreditation is Domain 6, which is focused on public health law. And this is the they have domains, and then under the domains, there are standards. This is the one that we're going to be focusing on. It's review existing laws and work with governing entities and elected or appointed officials to update as needed. So I talked, I don't know when it was, a year or so ago, with Franklin County Public Health when I was, we were talking about potential collaborations. And this is one where they really saw a need, an opportunity where we could be potentially helpful, because this is one where they said, we know we have this requirement, we have no idea what it means or what we're supposed to do with it. And so I thought that was a great place where we could plug in the students to work with the health department on this area, and hopefully it will lead to really useful work that they could use as part of their accreditation process. I'm pretty sure that it will, but if not, at least we're not leaving them any worse off than they were when we started. So the FAB accreditation asked health departments to look at four different domains: environmental, public health, communicable diseases, chronic disease, and injury prevention. So that's going to be the focus. We're going to have groups of the class. We'll have the class split up into groups, and each group will be tackling one of those four domains. So just a little bit of background. I'm in Columbus, Ohio. This is Franklin County, Ohio. We are right in the middle of the state. If you're wondering, the darker areas here are the zip codes that have higher average incomes. So you can sort of see the income disparities across the county here. Franklin County is a little bizarre in the sense that the major city is Columbus, but Columbus has its own health department. So Franklin County Public Health covers everything in the county that is not part of Columbus. So as you might expect, the city itself is a lot of the lighter areas. You can almost trace the city just by looking at this map. So we'll be looking at sort of, you can see some of the names: Grove City, Gahanna, Hilliard, Dublin. Franklin County has to deal with a lot of different jurisdictions, which raises some interesting legal challenges for dealing with all of those different jurisdictions. So real quickly, here's what the course is going to look like. The first piece of it is to have staff from Franklin County Public Health and come present to the class what it is that they do. So we'll have people coming from all those different areas within the county health department talking about what it is they do and the legal types of issues that they have to deal with in the course of their work. Then we're going to send the students out to collect and review public health laws. And what the accreditation requires counties to look at is laws that apply in their jurisdiction. So not just laws or regulations passed by the county health department, but all those that apply in the county. So that's everything from these little local cities through the county health department, through the county government, through the state government, through the federal government. So the students are going to pick a discrete, we'll work with them on picking a discrete topic. So in injury prevention, for example, one of them might be bicycle safety. So they'll have to look at bicycle helmet laws and so forth, and what would apply all the way from the local level all the way up through the federal level. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. The next thing they'll do is, after they've collected that, compare that to model public health laws and best or promising practices in those specific areas, and then they will put all of that together into a report and write a memo to Franklin County Public Health summarizing their findings, and then they will actually present that information to Franklin County Public Health. We'll actually haven't worked on logistics, whether they're coming to us or we'll go to them, but we will have that presentation. The next part of it is for the students to go back to work and think about, all right, here's what we have, but what should we have, and what are the opportunities to improve the law and make it better in this particular area? So they'll put together a proposed policy and actually write that proposed policy for some level of government, looking at the legal authority for that level of government to do it, but also the policy questions. What are the pros and cons and potential unintended consequences, the impact on disparities and those sorts of issues as they do that. So the deliverables they'll have from this They'll have a memo summarizing the findings. They'll have a white paper. Those are the two things that Franklin County Public Health is supposed to have as part of their accreditation process. So that memo and the white paper should put them, hopefully, a long way towards getting that requirement done. I should say that from the Franklin County Public Health side, they're going to come talk to us. They're going to come meet with us. They're going to come meet with us again. So it is a pretty big commitment from the health department. It's a good amount of staff time to commit to this. So definitely want to be aware of that and sensitive to that. Last piece of this is in terms of collecting the laws, we're going to work with the Law Atlas tool that Public Health Law Research has put together. And so their program has been really generous in terms of creating a page like this. For us, this is one from Washington State, but we'll have the same sort of thing from Franklin County, where the students can work with all these little jurisdictions, collect the law from each jurisdiction, code those laws for the particular issues that they're looking at. So they'll get some research methods practice as well. We'll have double coding, so we'll have at least two people coding so they can compare their reliability and so forth. And then it'll be on a pretty page like this where they can hover over the particular jurisdiction and it'll pop up with the laws in that jurisdiction. So very excited about this. This is going to be a little bit of a challenge to see if we can make this all work, but I think this will be really exciting. And then that information will be there and it could potentially be something that could be updated by future classes. Some later time. So just to wrap up, a couple of challenges and opportunities. One challenge has been enrollment. I think this is one thing that I didn't fully foresee. What I wanted to have was equal numbers, roughly, of law students and public health students. So I capped the class at 16 of 8 from each, and the law side filled up in about 3 seconds and probably could have filled up about 3 times that at least on the law side. Public health hasn't filled up yet. And I think the reason for that is just the public health students have so many requirements as part of their program. They just don't have much flexibility in their schedule and they don't have much flexibility in terms of courses that they can take. So I think that's a real challenge. I've heard from a lot of students who say, I would love to take your class, but I have some other conflicting requirement that I need to take. So that's been a challenge. But we do have, I haven't checked recently, hopefully we have more, but we have 8 law students and 4 public health students so far. And I think we'll have a couple more. So I think it'll work, but that's definitely been a challenge that I didn't necessarily foresee. Ebola has been a challenge for everyone. In my case, it's been really hard this semester to meet with Franklin County Public Health because they've just been swamped by their constant Ebola meetings. I'm hoping that won't be an issue next semester, but you never know. It certainly could be. So I think having some flexibility and being prepared for contingencies next semester, I think, is going to be important. Charity sort of mentioned this, the conflict between trying to cover a lot of doctrinal material and do all of this at the same time is a challenge. So I'm doing what Charity suggested, trying to let go of my need to teach every little doctrinal area and really focus on letting the students learn through this process and through working with each other. In terms of opportunities for the future, hopefully this can be, as I mentioned, a template for future years. And we can, as I said, every county in Ohio has to get accredited, so this could be done with other counties, or it could be done with the same county, but working on other types of projects. So hopefully that'll work. And I think this is a really exciting project because it's a really discrete project that I hope won't sort of get out of control, but it will really deliver to Franklin County Public Health something that they needed anyway. And will hopefully be useful and will really expose our students to new opportunities. So I should say one more challenge is just for me looking forward, I'm at a school of public health, which means that I'm on the soft money side of campus. So I need to be bringing in grants and so forth, which makes my teaching load for the future a little less predictable. and is a little bit of a challenge in terms of thinking about the long term, in terms of how often this course can be offered in this sort of form. So that is the quick summary. So I will turn it over to others, but here is my contact information, and happy to talk more about it. Thank you.